Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a beautiful Wednesday. So much going on. Breaking news in the NFL. NBA playoffs. I don't care what anybody says. That's the playoffs. Don't listen to anybody. That's the playoffs last night. They call it a play-in game. You watch those games. That intensity, that's the playoffs. It's the Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Yeah, there's this. Well, it's not the playoffs. You know what? You can tell when you're on vacation, when you start having cocktails at noon. I don't care if it's part of the vacation, but if you pour a cocktail or a beer at noon, you're on vacation. That or you have a drinking problem. So that was a playoff atmosphere both games last night. The playoffs are officially here. Joy, how are you?
You're certainly not telling the Timberwolves that wasn't the playoffs.
Yeah. Tell me that game last night in Minneapolis was not a playoff game. Of course it was. And by the way, we have some really interesting young teams in the NBA. Cleveland's a year away from being a handful. Memphis already is. Minnesota's probably a year away, but Ant delivered big time last night. It's good for them because it's been Kevin Garnett leaves. They never feel like the same. They've got a terrific young team.
And I love the young teams are in the playoffs.
This is a great time. So let's start with this. Two playoff games. Let me talk about one to start. Brooklyn beat the Cavs. Very predictable. Brooklyn, this was the easiest game to figure out of the two last night. And it's also, Brooklyn's one of the easiest teams to figure out. So Kevin Durant's the best big finisher in the game, and Kyrie Irving's the best small finisher in the game. If you have the best closers, this was sort of a Shaq-Kobe thing. Shaq was the best big finisher. Kobe was arguably the best smaller finisher. You have a chance to win championships. So I don't know if this team does, because unlike those Laker teams, this Brooklyn team is bad defensively. The bench is suspect. Their chemistry, I'm not sure they have any. But what you saw last night is why I do think they're a dark horse and why everybody else is selling them. I'm buying them now. Because what you saw was, essentially, in the first half, Kyrie Irving said, fellas, give me the ball. Cleveland couldn't get their feet under him. They were nervous. They were anxious. They were outthinking the room. And Kyrie Irving was virtually perfect. Then Brooklyn with a huge lead downshifts. It's hard to just keep that intensity up. Here comes young, pesky Cleveland for the next couple quarters. And then at the end of the game, Kevin Durant says, all right, young fella, give me the ball and I'll close it. When you have the best big finisher and the best small finisher, it doesn't guarantee a title. And Brooklyn's got a lot of nonsense going on. Is Nash a great coach? Do they have a bench? I don't know if they have the size to beat a Milwaukee. They got holes everywhere. But this is a really predictable outcome. Kevin Durant is a spectacular talent. Offensively, I've said this before, he's one of the only players in league history would beat Michael Jordan in a game of one-on-one. Jordan could never stop him. And he's also wildly underappreciated defensively. Kevin's a great defensive player. He's got some injury stuff. Sometimes he's a bit emotionally a wanderer. I still think he should be in Golden State. He'd beat Jordan in one-on-one. Not saying he's a better player. I'm saying he'd beat him one-on-one. He could put it on the deck. He could beat him off the dribble. Michael can't get up that high. And he would block Michael's shot at times. He is a gifted once-in-a-lifetime player. Kyrie Irving's a smaller version. He's the best small closer in league history. He is in just filthy good. So, you know what they are? If they were an NFL team, Brooklyn is the NFL team with a great quarterback and superstar wide receiver. Little Cincinnati Bengals to them. Is that you're not sure if they can win a championship, and they got holes all over the place. But if you have a great quarterback and a great wide receiver, you can beat anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. That's kind of what happened to the Bengals last year. There's a lot of holes, terrible O-line, bad linebackers, young coach, bad owner. But you're like, Burrow's great, Ja'Marr Chase, you can't cover him. And beating teams that outgained him, beating teams that sacked them 9 times. Brooklyn's bench is going to get outscored by a Miami. They're going to get pushed around by a Milwaukee. But I get Kyrie and I get Kevin Durant. I can beat anybody. Here's Kyrie talking about his partner, KD.
I don't know a lot of 7-footers that are doing what he's doing with the ball in his hands as a playmaker as often as he is. And as when he sits up here and he's talking, you know, sometimes it's hard to really put yourself in his shoes and imagine what he sees out there, you know, and he's seeing above the defense. He's able to make shots, but when he's passing the ball like that, it just brings our level up.
Yeah, he's pretty good. By the way, Kevin Love used to play with Kyrie Irving. And, you know, Kyrie can drive me crazy. The idea of a quarterback or a basketball star not getting vaxxed and not being able to play home games, I can't wrap my brain around it. I just don't get it. And he gets hurt a lot, and he said the world is flat. But what he did in the first half, Kevin Love, a former teammate, faced him last night for Cleveland, a year away from being really good. Here's Kevin Love on his former teammate, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I always say about Kyrie in a you know, March Madness one game type of situation, he's a tough guy to bet against. You know, again, seen this movie before, but, you know, still, I think that you know, there's just times where he comes out and, you know, plays out of his mind. And that's, you know, why he's a future Hall of Famer. So you just kind of have to tip your hat to him. He's hit some really tough contested shots today.
Yeah. By the way, Cleveland is really young and is going to be spectacular. Cleveland feels like Milwaukee 2 years ago. They feel like, man, they need like one free agent piece, maybe on the wing. Like if you're a star player and you're like, I want to like attach myself to a young team, like Cleveland, to me, Mobley, Garland, that Cleveland's going to be really good. I think they're a championship team potentially in 2 years. They're a multiple series winning team. I mean, listen, if they had Jared Allen last night, do they win the game? Let's go to the second story. It's a breaking story. The Raiders, Ian Rappaport, the Raiders have signed Derek Carr to a 3-year contract extension. It's $120 million. It's going to be about $40 million per, which is probably more than I'd love to pay him, but this is the economy today of the NFL. We got wide receivers making $30 million. Okay, a great wide receiver 3 years ago made eight. Here's my thing. I like Derek Carr more than everybody else because I'm a believer. Do you carry and are not carried? So to me, what Josh McDaniels is telling you, the first time I went to Denver as a head coach, I had to tear it down and tried to tear it down, and it was a disaster. I'm not tearing down anything. Derek Carr's a top quarterback. I'm keeping him. So that's what the Raiders and Josh McDaniel are telling you. Like, we don't need to tear anything down. I can win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr. And I believe that's true. I've had a theory for years in the NFL. You have to have a top 12 quarterback in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. Not just get there. Jared Goff got there. To win a Super Bowl. Because the two hardest games of the year are your conference championship and the Super Bowl. So don't tell me you get there. You'll win it. There are 12 guys in the NFL in no particular order. I think we know who's higher and lower. Here's my 12. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Brady, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Derek Carr, Deshaun Watson. Now, Carr may be closer to 12 than 2. And you're saying, where's Dak? Where's Kirk Cousins? Well, I've always said Dak and Kirk Cousins need really special players around them to elevate them. Derek Carr this year, in a tougher division than Dak, Derek Carr this year had an interim coach, had maybe the poorest owner in the league, lost his star receiver, had a bad O-line. Darren Waller was out, his best player. They had no up-the-field wide receiver. Hunter Renfrow's a slot guy. He carried all of it in a pretty tough division to the playoffs. Well, Dak got to the playoffs. Dak, we have stats. He's one quarterback with Amari Cooper and another one without him. He's one quarterback with left tackle Tyron Smith. He's another without him. He's one quarterback when Zeke runs for over 100 yards. He's another when he doesn't. I like Dak. I like Kirk Cousins. Dak's a better athlete than Kirk. Kirk's a more accurate thrower than Dak. But we know what they are. Yeah, with Kirk Cousins. Yeah, when you give him Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, he gets 100 yards rushing and pass protection. Kirk Cousins can win a lot of games. Dak and Kirk Cousins, I know they're expensive, but they're good NFL quarterbacks. I like both. I like Derek Carr a lot more. Derek Carr shown an ability to carry chaos to the playoffs. Go back and look at last year. It is unbelievable. In the better AFC, Derek Carr carried his franchise to a playoff. It was a circus. The head coaching mess, they bring in an interim, the Henry Ruggs story, the bad O-line. It was a circus. And he, often in big road games, made impeccable throws. Hunter Renfrow against the Colts, one of the best throws of the year. He carries. He elevates. I think Kirk and Dak tend to be elevated by other key players. There's your 12 again. If you got one of these 12, you're capable of winning a Super Bowl. Not saying you're a favorite. Not saying you wouldn't need a break or two. Mahomes, Rodgers, Russell, Brady, Josh, Lamar, Matt, Justin, Kyler, Joe, Derek, Deshaun. That's it to me. That's it. Congrats. He deserved it. A little more than I want to pay him. Rather pay him 30 a year, not 40. But we got gambling money flush in. We have a new economy in the NFL where literally wide receivers, Tyreek Hill got traded for 5 draft picks. What? Excuse me? That wasn't even on the menu a year ago. So the world's changing. It's all offense. Best quarterback wins. I can deal with it. A little more than I want to pay him, I can deal with it. No state tax, going to have quite a life. It's going to have a nice house in Las Vegas for, you know, $40 million a year. Pretty good salary in Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Tired of waiting around for hot water? Don't have to. Choose Navien Instant Hot Water, Spotlight Comfort, 15-year limited warranty, tanklessmadesimple.com, Navien. T-Wolves, Clippers. I had the Clippers last night, I'm not going to lie. Hurt. Not going to lie, hurt. Nothing against the T-Wolves, but I thought the veteran team would win, even though they were on the road. Anthony Edwards' aunt was great. So this really hurts the Clippers' chances of advancing in the playoffs because now if they get in, they have to face Phoenix in round one. They're not beating Phoenix. I do think they match up pretty well with Phoenix. And if Kawhi played even 10 minutes a half, be a total handful. Total handful. But this really hurts their chances. So I'll have to redo my playoff bracket from yesterday because I had the Clippers going a long way. I thought they were gonna win. So I like a lot about them. Games at home, they probably win last night. Led by seven late. Games on the road, probably don't win that. So here's the interesting part to me about the Clippers. Mount Ballmer can be volcanic. Steve Ballmer's the richest owner in the NBA. And you know, by the way, significantly richer than about 95% of the owners. He loves basketball. He lives for basketball. When he was the number two guy at Microsoft, he was legendary for just going and hanging out at high school basketball tournaments. Loves the sport. Richest owner in the league. Battling the Lakers. Really shrewd, really clever, really smart, and really intense. He's not paying for an eight seed. Okay? He's beside himself this morning. So the Kawhi Leonard deal has been underwhelming. Paul George has hurt too much, not quite as clutch as they hoped. Mount Ballmer may explode here. They have a huge front office. I think it's the most highly compensated scouting staff and front office in the NBA. And what compounds it is that when Ballmer bought this team, there's been an opening in the West, right? Sort of like when Michael Jordan retired for baseball for a couple years, there, all of a sudden the East was wide open. The Lakers have a couple of stars, but they're old and they're falling apart. And the Warriors have a few stars, but they're old and can't stay healthy. So the old talented teams are kind of rickety, and they're sort of the last couple years have opened the door for the Clippers. They fly through it, and the young teams in the West, Memphis and Minnesota and the Pelicans and Denver that are really good, they're not quite ready to win the West. So right now it should be Phoenix and the Clippers. That's who it should be. The old star-driven teams are falling apart physically, and the young star-driven teams are not quite ready. This should be, for the last 2 years, a Suns-Clippers conference, period. He's paying for it. The guy knows basketball, Steve Ballmer, loves basketball, will spend whatever it takes, and he's got an 8 seed. And they're going to open up with the Suns. If they, you know, beat the winner of the Pelicans Spurs, which they, I think they will. But losing last night really hurts. And there's no crime in losing on the road to a super talented team that played with a ton of energy. Paul George was great. Here's what he had to say after.
They have a talented roster. So when Cat goes down, D'Lo steps up. Anthony Edwards steps up. And then their role guys, they shine in their roles. That's really what happened. Thought that fourth quarter, 50-50 balls, we didn't get. We didn't rebound well enough. I thought we just didn't execute great down the stretch.
I still think they're getting in. But last night's loss makes it way tougher, and I'm going to have to rescind my Clippers going to the Western Conference Finals to meet the Suns, because now they face them in round one. They'll win some games. They're not winning that series.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
I was going to go out and hang out with Russillo, but, you know, you sit down with him, and he starts giving you these crazy NBA theories, and it'll mess up my head. From The Ringer, my buddy, host of the Ryan Russillo podcast. All right, so I watched the Nets, and I'm just going to lay it out there. They have the best closer in the game in KD. They have the best small closer. I don't know if their chemistry is good. Their bench is suspect. I don't know if Steve Nash can coach. But, God, the history of the league is I get the best big closer, the best small closer. How do you view them? Could they beat – Now, I like him over Boston if Simmons plays a little, but that's a different thing. Could they win the East, in your opinion?
Yeah, they definitely could win the East. I felt like towards the end of the season, I'm like, all right, how locked in are they defensively? But if you look at the last 15 games, Colin, they finished top 10 in offense and top 10 in defense. Durant almost carried this team past Milwaukee last year with missing basically two guys. You could say he was missing one and a half guys because Harden was limited so much in that series as well. I like when Seth Curry's available. I like what they've done with Nick Claxton. I guess they sort of have a body in Drummond to go up against Embiid, and he looked really motivated as he had been traded from Philly and went up in that matchup. I don't know if that holds up for seven games, but Durant is that special. I mean, this isn't breaking news. He's that kind of guy that I'm always going to be scared of, even if I'm not sure about the pieces around him. So forget the seeding. Look, they were the number one seed in the East, I think, when he went down with a knee injury. And Kyrie, at this point, I mean, they are connected. Durant has his back the entire time. The Nash part of it, I hear people say he can't coach. Hey, would you enjoy being a head coach in the situation that he had with the Nets in the last 2 years? I mean, are you kidding me that we're going to look through all the mess that Nash had? So, yeah, I look, if Simmons comes back, because it's a good point to bring up, if Simmons comes back, his role is completely different, Colin. He's not asked to create offensively off the dribble pull up or hit open shots.
That's right.
All he has to do is take the Bruce Brown role, which has been really good. Maybe they're both out there where you're like, look, just cut off the double. Kevin Durant got double teamed all night. That's why everybody else ate. You know, he was perfect. He was making reads. His passing is terrific. His defense is terrific. So if they have Simmons and he has no pressure on him and he's healthy and conditioned enough to go here, yeah, I think they're a real threat in the East. There's no reason why not.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like the Clippers last night. That was painful. So they're going to play. I think they'll win. They'll beat the Spurs or Pelicans. I believe that. And good coach, good roster, a lot of versatile wings. And then they're going to get doused by the Suns. Let me throw this at you. Steve Ballmer loves basketball. I was told years ago that he would go in Seattle when he was the second richest guy like in the world. He would go to high school basketball tournaments all weekend in Seattle and watch basketball. He loves it. He's crazy. He's the richest owner. He's not spending this money to be an 8 seed. And I look at this and I'm like, Kawhi has been underwhelming. Paul George is amazing but can let you down. If they get doused, if they get in and get doused by the Suns, could you see them rearranging the chairs here with Kawhi and Paul George? You're tied in. I mean, they pay a lot of money for their front office. I just think he's over. He's looking at this thing going, this is not, I didn't pay for this. Could they be a trade partner in this league, Kawhi, Paul George leaving?
I wouldn't rule anything out in this league, but I think Kawhi, at this point, you realize that you're dealing with somebody who's not super locked into updating the organization that he plays for. As was once told by a very smart man that knew the deal, said, if anybody tells you they know what Kawhi Leonard's thinking, don't ever listen to them about Kawhi ever again. And that's the situation. That's what you sign up for when Kawhi's your guy. I think when you look at a basketball team and you would say to him in a vacuum, if you trade these picks and you give these two players all this money, you're going to have Kawhi and Paul George, and or you can wait for other opportunities to present themselves, you would go ahead and do that deal. I think some of these unprotected picks that teams, not just the Clippers, everybody's been throwing around the last couple of years, is going to come back to haunt some people. We could see a correction on that. So whenever I see the result, I'll be like, okay, but what was the original plan? Oh, the original plan was you get Kawhi and Paul George? Okay, sign me up for that. Because even though I, like you, some doubts about Paul George, although he had a good game last night, redeemed himself a bit in the playoffs last season, Kawhi was that guy. Kawhi, when healthy, was clearly a top five player in this league. The problem is it was shut down in San Antonio, very limited in how he played with Toronto, but got him a title. And now we here with the Clippers, and both these guys got paid, Colin. So if you're another team desperate to feel like you're upgrading sort of your number one guy, that's one thing. But Kawhi just hasn't been healthy enough. Yeah. So I don't look, I wouldn't put anything past anyone in this league. But if you're another team, Kawhi is not nearly as appealing today as he was a couple years ago.
So, you know, the NBA makes it difficult to make trades. That's just the way the league works. NFL, you can cut guys. NBA can't. So the Westbrook situation with the Lakers is tough. And I was telling Joy this yesterday. I've worked at places where sometimes you have lazy coworkers and indifferent coworkers and limited in talent. But if you have toxic coworkers, you got to move off. Like, that is a non-starter. Westbrook is toxic. Hell, the fans are on him. So you got to get him out of the room. Now, I want to ask you, because you, I think you could be a GM in this league, that you're that into it. If you're the Lakers, listen, I can come back and just say, Ryan, I'm going to let it bake for another year. I mean, LeBron wanted this guy. I'm going to let it bake for another year. And they're going to, but I think the market's too big. The brand's too big. Like I said yesterday, if the Cincinnati Reds stinks, or the Kings do in Sacramento, nobody cares. If the Yankees or Lakers do, you're going to get crushed for a year by the media, by everybody. So my guess is they're going to make a move on this stuff pretty fast. Is there something out there with Westbrook?
All right. Well, am I going to be able to tell you, hey, here's the landing spot for him? No, I can't give you that as if it's very specific. But I think we've learned this lesson throughout all of our careers that have covered the NBA. As soon as you say a transaction is impossible, you're usually proven wrong. All right. So it's a massive number. It's $47 million. It's 1 year left. There's a couple things that you could do. But to say he's untradeable, I think we know that it's very complicated. But I don't know that there's ever impossible anymore in this league, especially even though he's not rep by Clutch. If Clutch starts telling other teams, pulling the levers the way a lot of deals happen with powerful agents, be like, hey, maybe you do this. Maybe down the road we'll take care of you somewhere. And I think a lot of deals can be motivated by that. But let's get back to your Westbrook thing, because I completely agree. I mean, the most frustrating thing is that you're asking someone to change that will never change. When he looks in the mirror, he sees something different than the rest of us see as a basketball player, okay? And then even his comments after the fact, he's delusional in the idea that Vogel never gave him a chance. When Vogel really stuck by him, I thought, a lot more than he wanted to. And if the team was still competitive, Colin, I think it would have gone worse for Westbrook, because they would have said, hey, we still have a chance to be in the playoffs. We're actually going to bench this guy a little bit more. The season was such a disaster. He's like, all right, stay out there. But here's the biggest complication with Westbrook. It's not just the money, Colin. It's that a lot of people throw around a Westbrook rumor going, oh, well, this team stinks, so just trade him there. Like, all right. But when Westbrook shows up to your team, you're now playing by his rules. And if you're a young team that's bad, but you're now three or four lottery picks in, hoping you're developing something, throwing him into the mix makes it even worse. Because he is so stubborn, and stubborn is why he's successful, but stubborn is why he's now a bad fit almost everywhere he's gone. I mean, Colin, the next team he's on will have been five teams in 5 years for a guy that we were trying to say was one of the best players in the game. You know, like, I have a bit of a rule. Like, if you work somewhere, if you have seven jobs in less than a decade, you are either amazing or you have a hard time working with other people. So I would never rule out anything in this league and all the things going on behind the scenes of pulling stuff off and promises down the road. But it's not that he can go to a good team and mess them up. He can't really even go to a bad team because I think the front office that's developing something isn't going to want to mess with it.
All right. Well, I know you care about social causes. Don't be gluing yourself to a floor here in the near future.
What's her approval rating right now? That's pretty low for like they were making jokes about her during the game. Did you have a zinger today on the show? Did you have a couple of your workshopping?
No. You know what? I'm past that now. As it's a fight for journalism and justice on this show. No jokes, no wit. Not people.
You're no longer a zinger guy. All right. Noted.
All right, Rosilla. We'll see you later. Maybe after a couple of cold brews, I'm a zinger guy.
All right.
All right, my man.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
When you can see something, it's obvious it's true. Although increasingly in America, you can see things. You know, January 6th seemed to be a problem in the Capitol. Some people deny it. But most of rational people, 90% of rational Americans, you see something and you're like, that's better than that. Like, for instance, Matt Stafford of the Rams, a better quarterback than Daniel Jones of the Giants. But when you can't see something, it's very hard for people to say, well, I don't know. The Rams are way better run than the New York Giants. But you can't see the scouting, the planning, the coaching meetings, the owner's thoughts, the general manager's decision making. You can't see it. You just see the results, and then you can guess. One's better than the other. But I'll give you an example. Apple is worth $3 trillion. 10 times what Samsung is worth. A lot of people like the Samsung phone better than the iPhone. But Apple's a better company, better operationally. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that is a million times better than a lot of their competitors. They're better operationally. Not everybody likes their phone better than Samsung's phone. The Rams, there's a story out today. The Rams are in on both Stephon Gilmore and Honey Badger, all pros in the secondary. Now, the Rams already pay top of the market for a quarterback, a defensive tackle, a corner, a pass rusher. Cooper Kupp's redoing his deal, so he'll be near top of the market. They also went out and paid for Allen Robinson and Bobby Wagner, not top of the market, but $10 million for middle linebacker. All very key positions. They know what they're doing. They pay the right positions. The Chicago Bears couldn't afford to keep Allen Robinson, and they don't pay their quarterback. And they don't pay two receivers that. And they don't pay a corner that. The Rams are playing a different level upstairs. You just can't see it. They're just better upstairs. Well, their owner's richer. Folks, it's a hard cap. Okay, it's a hard... Even the Raiders, who have the poorest owner, just gave Derek Carr $1 zillion and Devontae Adams $1 zillion and Chandler Jones $1 zillion. That's the poorest franchise in the league. The Raiders have the poorest owner. The Jags, you know, nobody goes to their games. They spent $250 million, a lot of it guaranteed, in free agency. You just don't see the front offices. Think about the New York Giants. Since Sean McVay has been with the Rams, he's never had a first-round pick. Zero. In fewer years, five, the Giants have had seven and three top-10 picks. They have zero elite players. Rams have never had a first-round pick. They got great players all over the place. 14 of the 22 Rams starters have been drafted and developed. That's what I say about the Seahawks. The Seahawks don't have first-round picks as very much now they do after the trade, but they just can't draft. They've had six lousy drafts in a row. In that time, if you look at the last several years, the Seahawks on a bad roster, I think in the last four drafts, have three starters. The Rams on a Super Bowl roster in the last three or four drafts have eight starters. So, you know, you can't see Apple being worth 10 times more than Samsung. They are really good operationally. You just can't see it. You just see the phone. Well, a lot of people like the Samsung phone more. Is that you can go to your Reddit board and your board and talk about Stan Kroenke's richer and meh, meh. The Rams are better run than your franchise.
Sorry, they are. The Giants, by the way, I saw this stat the other day. They have the most expensive wide receiver room in 2022. The Giants will. They have the fewest touchdowns by a wide receiver room in 2021. Ain't just the quarterback. It's not just the stuff you can see. Yeah, Stafford's better. We know that. But there is a big, big gap. The fact the Bears can't afford Allen Robinson and the Rams not only could afford him, they're going to add two more pieces potentially. Stephon Gilmore, they already added Bobby Wagner. Last year they won a Super Bowl paying two quarterbacks. Goff and Detroit salary and Stafford. Bears don't pay one. But by make excuses for your lousy executives. But it's just, we say this all the time. You can see there's like 12 really good quarterbacks in the league, 12, 13. That's there may be eight great front offices. Maybe there's 12. But let me tell you something. There's some bad, bad owners, terrible GMs, lousy scouting services. I mean, the Giants have had seven first-round picks in the last 5 years, three top 10. Got no players. They got no players.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Aaron Rodgers, he says, is not expected to attend the Packers' voluntary offseason program. Oh, okay. All right, that's great. You know, Aaron has trust issues, right? Well, champ, you got to build that trust. So he won't be there. And here are the returning Packer wide receivers next year. Alan Lazard had 500 yards receiving. He's their four. He'll probably have to be their two. Randall Cobb played 12 games, 375 yards. He'll be 32. So Amari Rodgers will be their three. He'll be a slot guy. He had 45 yards because Aaron didn't trust him. Probably be great to work on that, but he won't be available, according to Tom Silverstein at the MJS. Nobody doubts Aaron's talent. But his messaging the last few years has been very clear. I have leverage. I do what I want. Deal with it. Tom was spotted 2 years ago in a high school field illegally practicing with new teammates. He was spotted at Jesuit High School in Tampa. I've been there, actually. Helicopter got footage as he was illegally on the field working out. Aaron, I think, was doing Jeopardy or maybe in Hawaii with friends. So, listen, they don't have an owner in Green Bay. It's a small market media. He can push him around. The coach is lucky to have him. They don't have any options. What are you going to do? But as Tom Brady is working the phones to get help at wide receiver, Aaron's basically saying, thanks for the next $150 million. I'll see you when I see you. So I don't think the messaging's great. But again, Green Bay fans, what do they have? Where are you going to go? Bucks down the road? I mean, this is what they have. And they don't have an owner. And it makes it this. I've said this. I call it the Green Bay quarterback syndrome. This is what Favre did. This is what Aaron's doing. You don't have an owner to get on the phone and hold you accountable. The fan base, you're the biggest star in the state by a mile. I mean, nothing against Matt Stafford. Is he the biggest star on his team? I think Sean McVay would be more recognized in L.A., the coach, than him. What are you going to do? So, again, the messaging. You know, my takeaway is, though, if you allow somebody to walk over you in life, that's a you problem. And that's your problem. All you do is sit and defend him, so it's your fault. If Green Bay fans had the guts to call him out, but they're terrified he's going to leave. And the media's terrified he's going to leave because it's called the 80s with Lynn Dickey being a quarterback and the only game in town was awful. So, you know, everybody's trapped. But you can't tell me I got trust issues. And then don't build any trust in the offseason. Well, okay. You won't throw to anybody except Devontae Adams. Well, build up trust. I'm out there doing game shows. All right, whatever. And by the way, there was a very funny video yesterday on the internet with Aaron. I thought it was a riot. He was playing with a bunch of kids, and he threw like an interception. And the kids were just howling in laughter, and they were taunting him. This kid ran up to him and gave him the ball. And it was so funny. You could just hear the kids were just screaming because this kid picked off Aaron Rodgers, this high school kid. And Aaron took the ball and whizzed it at him. It was funny. It was genuinely funny. I'm not saying Aaron's a bad guy. I just think his messaging's terrible. It's just constantly, I got my money. I'll see you when I see you. I think if he played in L.A., it'd be different. I think if he played in L.A., I think if he had an owner, it'd be different. But it's Green Bay. What are you going to do? It's why all these college coaches in these small towns do what they want and say what they want and bully the media because they can. You think Bobby Knight would have done that in Los Angeles? No, he went to El Paso or wherever he went, you know, Lubbock, Texas. I don't even know if they have a Panera Bread. I mean, you can bully everybody. You know, Bloomington, Indiana. You make friends with one sports writer, you're good. So I think if Aaron played in a bigger market, if Aaron played in New York, talk radio 6 hours today, crushing him. Green Bay, you know, everybody walks on eggshells.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Baker Mayfield was on a podcast, didn't come online, and talked for an hour and a half. Did not come on mine. Very unfortunate. But I say this to all these athletes. I'm not one of these broadcasters who's critical of a guy and then won't bring him on. I ripped T.O. for years, brought him right on the couch. Richie Incognito, ripped him for years, brought him right on the couch. Ripped Baker Mayfield, brought him right on the couch. What are they going to do, eat me? Like, let's go. I'm confrontational. Let's argue. Baker's always welcome back. I don't have a problem. Russell Westbrook, I mean, go ahead. I mean, you know, he'll blame everybody else. That's his M.O. This Aaron Rodgers, welcome right here anytime.
You got quite the list.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that it's unfortunate in my thirst for journalism and as America's honesty broker.
University of Oklahoma.
By the way, I brought Lincoln Riley on for years, and then I just decided I wanted to steal him and bring him up to my school.
Right.
But in the end, this is not some, you know, we backstab. We bring you right on this couch anytime, and we will confront everything. I don't hide from anybody. These athletes hide from me. They don't want Mr. Journalism out here probing.
They don't want the smoke.
They don't want the smoke. Uncle Colin provides the smoke. They don't want the smoke.
Provides.
So Baker Mayfield's talking today on a podcast. Apparently he went on and on. And for people that have never watched the show before, there's like four left in America, I was occasionally critical of him. And I said, you're going to do 35 commercials. You may not want to have 35 interceptions. Okay? You make a choice. And people say, well, you got to take all the commercials. Tom Brady did not take commercials for a decade. Unless they included his offensive linemen. There's a lot of money Joy and I in our lives haven't taken because it doesn't land well. It's not the right advertiser. It's not the right fit. Money can't be the answer to everything. So I think he took too many commercials. He came in with too much of a chip on his shoulder. That said, and I was right, he was overdrafted. I did defend him righteously at the end of last year when the Brown fans were ripping him. I'm like, the dude's a mess. His labrum, his knee, his guy's falling apart. Give me a break. So I was right early on him, and I defended him late. In fact, I've never been wrong on Baker Mayfield. Cleveland's never been right on Baker Mayfield. So I feel good if he came here today, I'd say, well, you ready for the smoke? Because let's go. It'd be like a UFC fight without the kicks and punches. We get into it. But I will say, he is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in America. He's probably like 25. He's somewhere. And he did have chaos everywhere, but he doesn't have chaos now. Stefanski and Andrew Berry are great. The O-line's great. The running backs are great. Miles Garrett's unbelievable. He screwed up the last year and a half. He just couldn't be quiet. And sometimes, we've said this, in leadership positions, and quarterback's a leadership, no, receiver's not. I mean, I don't care if my receiver's crazy. Pass rusher's not. Corner's not. I don't care. I don't care what those guys do. But quarterback is a leadership position. That's why it's so hard to draft. Because it's not just, oh, he throws the ball a long way. Is he a grown-up? Is he adult? Is he a good leader? Is he a good teammate? Is he cognitively, can he keep up with how fast the league's changing? Is he coachable? It's why there's so many whiffs on quarterbacks. There's not as many whiffs on other positions. Like, generally, a running back, a guy can do it or he can't. Like, you can just see in the first two or three rounds, guy can, now some guys get hurt, but... You know, so the Baker stuff, I'm glad he's talking because he creates content. I'm kind of over talking about him because I don't think he's as fascinating. Every two or three years, there'll be a cocky college quarterback that will come out of college. Johnny Manziel, Cam Newton, Baker Mayfield. And every time I hammer him and I'm like, you don't understand the league. It's for grownups. You're going to age quickly. All three I was right. Manziel, I said, was undraftable. Baker, I said, was draftable, but just not if I was a GM. And I said, Cam Newton is not going to last long. It's a leadership position. So, but apparently he's defending himself in Cleveland, and I'd like to hear it. I want to hear it. By the way, here's the other thing. And this is why the maturity really matters. Quarterbacks now make 40, 50 million bucks. So when you give any young person that kind of money, it's hard to figure your ego. It's like, that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. If you're a 23-year-old, 28-year-old, thank God Mahomes is mature. Thank God Stafford and, you know, most of these guys are mature and can handle it. But it's not for everybody. But Cortland Sutton of the Denver Broncos said yesterday, he said, quote, the juice is just different with Russell Wilson. And so the Seahawks made a very interesting choice. We're going to go with a 70-year-old defensive head coach over a quarterback. I don't think they'll ever replace him. The Dolphins have never replaced Marino. The Broncos have never long-term replaced Elway. The Packers, Favre to Rodgers, absolute outlier. Total outlier. So the Seahawks made a choice. Now, Tampa did the other thing. Tampa took Bruce Arians and said, you go upstairs. Tommy doesn't want that. So Tampa, that just won a Super Bowl, was willing to take the coach that just won a Super Bowl. Say, get upstairs. Tommy's not happy with you. The Seahawks, who have been eroding for 6-7 years, chose the coach over the quarterback. Well, Colin Russell wanted out. No, he didn't. He wanted out unless Pete would leave. Then he would have stayed. So what if I owned the Seattle Seahawks, and I don't think they have particularly strong ownership right now. Paul Allen's sister, Jody Allen. I think I don't think it's particularly strong ownership and leadership. What I would have done is said, hey, Pete, we owe you a bunch of money. Go upstairs and I'm going to go hire, you know, there was a, you know, Brian Daboll, Josh McDaniel was out there. There's a bunch of good coaches. I mean, Belichick is now 17-16 without Brady. We all know what's happening now. You got to favor the quarterback. If I'm Robert Kraft, Belichick, Brady, I got to go with Brady. I'll find another coach. If I was on the Seahawks, Pete or Russ, like Pete, I go with Russ. Tampa's figured it out. Arians wins a Super Bowl. 12 months later, get upstairs. So, and there was a lot of good offensive coaches out there for Seattle. And they just, nope. Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota, I think it's going to be a boon for Kirk Cousins. Mike McDaniel, Josh McDaniel, Nathaniel Hackett, Brian Daboll, a lot of options. They chose the old defensive coach over the quarterback. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's just all you have to do is look around this league. Dolphins, Broncos never found their next star. All these years, they've gone through 30 quarterbacks.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.